Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast. We are your hosts, Jared Fern and
Javon Davis,
aka Dr. J. Thank you, everybody, for joining. This podcast is for everybody. We're excited. We have a lot of content that we want to dive into. So much stuff that we have in store for you guys. But today, we are going to talk about values.
Values, y'all.
So, Bahamas, as I call him, I'm going to call him Bahamas. He's going to start us off, and he's going to talk to you about his values in a second. I'm going to tell you real quick what we're going to get into, but he's going to tell you about his values. So, last week, our challenge was to write down your values. So, we want to hear what you guys' values are. We're going to share our values with you as an example, but we're excited to hear what your guys' values are, because next week, we're going to jump into goals. So, if you don't know your values, you can't determine your goals or measure if they're good goals because you don't know what you value. So, That being said, we want to jump into our values, tell you a little bit about what we value, and we're going to then tell you what our goals are and how we're getting there. So today we're going to answer the questions, what the values are and why, and then we're going to go from there. So without further ado.
And then to backtrack a little bit, you know, we want to share our core values a lot on this podcast to inspire, to empower, and to challenge. We want you guys to really remember that for the reason for this podcast. So they play along great with some of the core values that I have. And the first one I'm going to talk about is integrity. You know, integrity is the quality of being honest and fair, the state of being complete and whole. So, you know, it's not about what goes on outside of out of your what you do outside in the world, but it's also mainly focused on what's going on inside yourself. What's going on when no one's looking. You know, you have to be honest with yourself and be upstanding and be forthright with how you're going to live your life and what you're going to be looking forward to in the future and how you're going to live. My second core value is care. You know, you want to care for everyone else. You want to care for the state of mind for other people, but you also got to remember that you have to care for yourself. And it's an important care value for me important core value for me is because it gives me the necessary tools I need to care for my health, my welfare, my maintenance, which will then give you or project onto you your good fortune. Like basically how I treat myself, it'll come off to you. And if I treat myself that way, then I know I'll treat you the same way. And that's core value number two. Core value number three is excellent. It's just basically a commitment to completion. You know, you want to complete things with a purpose. My dad always told me growing up, it's like, hey, Javon, you know, you got to clean your room with a purpose, you know. You got to wash the car with a purpose. You can't just wash it just to wash it. You got to do it to be excellent, sufficient. And that's how I always grew up. And that's where it came from back in college. Jared, you talked about it last week. I always wanted to finish my homework. Always wanted to do things on time. Mm-hmm. Always was the one to be the first in everything. And that was me being excellent. And that was the core value my dad instilled in me, to be purposeful in everything that you do. I completed with commitment. So that's core value number three. Core value number four is positive attitude. You know, when I think about this core value, I think about law of attraction. Why? Because when you think positive, positive things tend to happen in your life. When you think negative, you know, things tend to go sideways. And you don't want that all the time in your life. It's always good to wake up or to go to sleep in a positive mindset, in a positive state of being. Because this is how your life is going to go based on how you think. And when you think, it turns into actions. Mm-hmm. So if you want to remain focused, you have to remain positive. And when you're positive, your sleep would be better, your day will be better, and the way you think will be better. So it's always important to have a positive attitude. Core value number five is to be courageous. So I always step forward in anything I do with courage. Why? Because I believe that it's important to have the ability to not be scared. You know, that's a bit harsh, but it's basically to step forward and be who you really are, and not be ashamed that you are a powerful being, that you are a creator, and you have the courage to do whatever you want. You have the courage to get back up, even when you fell, when you fall down, you know what I'm saying? When you have the ability to be resilient and have that purpose to not stay down when something hit, when life hits you hard, that's a good core value to follow. And I believe, and that's why I follow Ahsoka, and I believe that's a really good action to wake up to go to sleep to. I'm be courageous. You know why? Because this day is mine. I own this day. I own this life. This is my life, and I'm gonna be courageous. So that's core value number 5. And then core value number 6 is achievement. You guys probably don't know, but I have a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree. I'm going for my PhD. I have 16 IT certifications. And no one knows that. That's not something I brag about, but my life is built upon what I achieve, because I want to show that, hey, I studied to show myself approved. Like, you can approve these things on me. You should know that I know these things. And that's all I wanted to do for myself, so I can know that, hey, Javon, you studied that. You know that. You can pursue anything you want now, you know, and that's not something to brag about. I don't brag about it to anybody. Many people don't know I have a master's degree until one of my friends say it, and that's a good thing, because I want them to know who I am, and then if they know that I have a master's degree or I'm going for my PhD, then that's a good thing. But I want to study to show myself approved, and I think it's always important to keep growing by studying. And you can study whatever it is you want to study. You can study religion, you could study spirituality, you could study fitness, you could study whatever, but the main thing is to be on top, to achieve the goal that you're trying to get. And that's why that achievement value is so important to me, because I want to achieve. If I set my mind to go do something, I want to know that I have the ability to achieve that goal, or achieve that exam, to achieve that degree, whatever it is. I want to know that I can step forward and achieve whatever I want to in my life. And those are the 6 core values that I follow. There's a lot more that I have, but these six are the ones that stay dear to my heart. And without any hesitation, I know that these core values would help me pursue or be the best person I can be.
Man, how am I supposed to follow that up? No, just kidding. Mine are better. Mine are better because mine rhyme. Mine are health, wealth, knowledge, and relationships. And the last 2 don't rhyme, but the first 2 rhyme. So I had a good start there. So for me, I think my core values are a little bit different from Javon's. His are more, I think they're traits and their qualities that he wants to be as a person. And I think those are really, really good, because I think his go a little bit more deeper. He goes into the, what type of person do I want to be? And I think that's a really good question to ask yourself. You know, what type of man do I want to be? What type of woman do I want to be? What type of leader do I want to be? What type of, you know, mother do I want to be, or father do I want to be? I think those are really good questions to ask yourself, because what you value is going to determine what your goals are, and your goals are going to determine your actions. So if your goals are not aligned with your values and your actions are not aligned with your values, you're going to have an issue, and you're going to be doing things that, you know, I was just talking to someone today about, you know, I don't think anybody writes down in a goal like, I want to be an alcoholic, or I want to be homeless, or I want to be in poverty. But we find ourselves in these situations, I think, because we have misaligned values. And granted, I have, you know, some people do have very, very unfortunate circumstances, and, you know, we want to help those people out. But I think a lot of people end up in situations that they don't intend to be in because they had a misalignment of values, or their actions didn't align with their values. Maybe they valued having fun too much as opposed to working hard. And so obviously it's not that easy of a case. It's a little bit more complex than that. But I think it's really important to remember what your values are, because that what you value is where you're going to be spending your time and your money. And that's going to really tell you what you truly value. You can say that I value these things, but if you don't do it, you don't truly value those things. So that being said, so first, health. And why? So I'm going to tell you why each time I tell you what my value is, so I can tell you the background. Let's tell you more about that. So health. I want to be the best version of myself physically. And so every day when I wake up, I want to look in the mirror and say, you know, I want to be successful, and I want to look at something successful, and I want to look at something and say, I'm the best version of myself. So, you know, like we said, we're both athletes. We both played. I love basketball. I love baseball. I love staying active. And so if I'm not the best version of myself physically, then I'm not going to be able to add value. And you always hear me regurgitating John Maxwell. I talk about adding value. You know, if I'm playing basketball, if I'm playing baseball, or if, you know, whatever it might be, if I'm helping somebody move and I'm not the best version of myself, I'm not going to feel like I'm adding in as much value as I could. And so me personally, I hold myself to really high standards in terms of how I appear. I want to look good. I want to feel good. I want to be strong. I want to be, you know, that's just how I am. So health is really important to me. That's something that I value. I think it's important for all of us. We only have one body, and, you know, your body's your temple. We got to take good care of it. So health is my number one core value. Second one is wealth. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, they go in for a job interview and they're like, why do you want this job? And they're like, oh, I just love your company's values. And I just love, you know, how you guys give back to the community. But, you know, I'm an honest person. One of my values is wealth. I want to be secure. I don't want to have to worry about money. I don't want to have to worry about how am I paying my next bill. I don't want to have to worry about how am I, you know, going to pay for my tank of gas so I can get to work. I want to be secure, because if you can't be secure, then you can't be comfortable. I think the next level is in comfort. I was reading the Robert Kiyosaki series. He talks about the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where he talks about either you're going to be, you go to be secure, you go to be comfortable, or you go to be wealthy. See, I'm not so much to the level where I'm like, I want to be filthy rich, but I think wealth, financial security, financial peace, financial comfort is really important, because if you have that right, if you don't have to worry about money, I think that's another thing. You know, some people find themselves in a situation where they're struggling with money, and you look at, you know, Aladdin, that's a really popular movie right now. What is he notorious for? He was poor, so he had to steal. And so another factor is that, you know, the caste system in India. And so we take into consideration those factors. But the moral of the story is, you know, if you're financially secure, it won't force you to do things that you wouldn't otherwise do. So that being said, those things are something that are really important to me. Security, comfort, and experience too. So along with wealth, why do I want to invest my time and value in wealth? I want to be able to experience things. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to go to a NBA basketball game. I want to be able to go sit courtside, or, you know, or even just go to the game, just be there. You know, I want to be able to go to the movies. I want to be able to go out and have a nice dinner, stuff like that every once in a while. So I think experience is really important. For me, it really hurts me sometimes when I have a friend or I see somebody that's unable to do it because they're like, man, I just don't have the money. And sometimes it almost frustrates me too, because it's like, man, I know you have the money, because I just seen you spending money on something you didn't need. And so that's another thing that we'll talk about another day, talk about managing your finances and managing your priorities. But, you know, when it comes to experience, I want my friends and my family and the people with me to be able to experience going to another country. And you know, that costs money. So experience is really important to me. My brother Isaiah was just telling me about this book that he's reading about the power of moments and how we create moments. And you know, it's really powerful when you're able to go spend time with somebody and with a group of people, with your family, and share a moment with them, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a vacation, whether it's a cruise. Like, it's so powerful just to be able to share that with somebody, share that moment and grow with them and put yourself on a platform where you're able to succeed or to grow or to have fun, whatever it might be. But that stuff costs money. So that's why, to me, really important is wealth. You know, I want to set my family and myself up for success. So the next one is knowledge. So obviously, how are you going to create wealth without knowledge? Maybe skills, but skills require knowledge. So I think really important to me is knowledge. You know, I want to be the best version of myself, not only physically, but also mentally. You know, I had a conversation with one of my good friends, Martin, and he actually was a college athlete as well. And we talk about, man, we go to the gym so often, and for what? You know, we spend all of our time, we go to work, you know, we go to the gym, we go home, we meal prep, we cook, and we build our bodies and we beat our bodies. And for what reason? You know, we're done with sports. We don't even do that anymore. So we really had to take a step back and say, you know, why are we doing this? And so once I realized, you know, I want to be the best version of myself physically, this is something I value, this is my temple, this is my sculpture, you know, I want to chisel my body to make it look good, something that I can, you know, be proud of and be thankful for and take care of this temple that I've been given. But when it comes to your mind, how many times do we neglect our mind and we're not reading a book? Like, if you're not currently reading a book, you know, how are you investing in yourself mentally? I think it's one thing, you know, just take small steps. Some people might be like, oh, I'm out of shape, but at least you're going to the gym once a week, or at least you're going for a walk. Some people aren't even, they're not even reading a page a day. And we're going to talk about goals and how you reach those goals a little bit. I'm excited to dive deep into that, because I have a lot of stuff to share with you guys. But, you know, investing in yourself mentally is very, very important, because your mind is just as important as your body. And, you know, I mean, you look at somebody like Stephen Hawking, you know, he can't really do anything with his body, but his mind is so powerful and it makes him such an influential person. So, you know, when you're investing in yourself, in your mind, you're able to add more value. Whether I'm reading a book about leadership, whether I'm reading a book about finance, whether I'm reading a book about religion, I'm able to add more value to the relationships that I have. I'm able to add more relationships to my job and be more valuable at work, which in turn helps me because I'm going to make more money at work. I'm going to get a better paycheck because I know more. So if, like Javon, you know, I'm investing my time in studying certifications, I'm developing my skills and my knowledge, or if I'm reading a book, you know, it's a small thing. So that's one thing that I really value is knowledge. Finally, my last one is relationships. So going back to what I was talking about with wealth and with knowledge, these things all tie together. I think that when you're healthy, when you're wealthy, when you have that knowledge, you know, then who do you share that with? You know, is it some people, they're fine with being by themselves. Some people, they like to do their own thing. I know I have some friends that like to go to the movies by themselves. That's okay. That's fine. They might be a little bit weird, but that's okay. You know, I'm a little bit weird too. I'm weird. We're all weird. We like to do our own thing. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I think sharing moments with other people is really, really powerful. I think if you're in this on your own and you only, you know, you keep all this knowledge to yourself and you keep all these moments to yourself, I don't think there's a lot of value to that. I think what's really important is giving back, and there's a lot of reciprocation in relationships too. A lot of the people that I've poured into, I've gotten so much happiness out of, and joy out of seeing them succeed and seeing them grow. And I really do. I enjoy giving to people, and there's times where I get taken advantage of because I'm like, you know what? I just give somebody something, or I just buy something for them, and I don't even worry about them paying me back or something like that.
Not me.
You sure?
Not me.
Oh, man. No, I enjoy giving to people, and it's awesome when you have a relationship with somebody who loves to give too, because then it's just a give. It's like, you surprise them with the book, you surprise them with this, you surprise them with that. And, you know, going back to John Maxwell, he talks about where he met with one of his mentors. I think it was with John Wooden, maybe, one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time, probably the greatest. You know, he would always come and be like, what do you have for me? And then he realized, what do I have for him? Like, this is kind of selfish. And so that's what I think is really important is with relationships, is always remember to give back. And always remember to give something. Even if you're meeting with somebody that you feel like you can't give anything, somebody that might be somebody that on another level to you. You know, there's somebody that, one of my first managers in one of my jobs that I meet with every month, and I feel like I'm meeting with him and he's on a higher level for me and I'm trying to learn from him, but I always ask him every week, how can I help you? How can I add value to you? Because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be there just asking him questions and taking and not giving anything back. So with relationships, it's really important to do that. And so I really value that. Giving back to people, it's awesome. It feels good. And, you know, that's what life's all about, is sharing it with other people. You know, look at Coca-Cola. That's what they're all about. You're going to go drink a Coke by yourself? No, it's about the experience and where you drank it at that baseball game. So, you know, that's my spiel. I'm gonna stop going with that. I could talk about that all day. I'm gonna let Javon talk a little bit about the next thing that we're gonna go into.
So remember that personal values are written and unwritten codes that govern your personal decision and actions. So basically, be reminded that you don't have the right. You don't have to have these written in stone, but you know there are certain unwritten codes that, hey, like, these are the things that I live by without anyone knowing. And that's important to have because it governs your decisions and what you do and how you do it. So basically, when you have these values in place in your mind, instilled in your heart, you will be making better decisions. You will know that, hey, this is one of my these are one of my values, and with this value, I know I can make this decision. And from there on, you'll be able to do things a little differently. And it's all about habits. Once you have that habit of making good decisions, you will form a habit that will give you a good result. And that's all you want, basically. You know, that habit of going to the gym every day for 15 minutes and running on a treadmill, it's really good for you losing 5 pounds at the end of the month. You know what I'm saying? It's what you decide to do and what's the value. Are you gonna not live up to what you set for yourself, your standard? But those are just things you need to think on and write them down. Write them down and look at them every day. When you look at them every day, visualize them. When you visualize them, visualize yourself in those, using those values, explaining those values to people, or even having those values just walking about your day and talking to people and sharing with people how your values impact your life. So those are some of the things I want you guys to keep in mind. Remember, next week's challenge is to write down your goals and tell me how, give me a few things that you're gonna do to make those goals come to fruition. How are you gonna be successful? So just remember, that's next week's challenge. And then right now we're gonna close this podcast. We want to thank you guys for joining.
Thanks for joining, everybody. And before we close out too, I want to just say also, you know, it's gonna get challenging next week because we're gonna challenge you with writing down your goals. But we're gonna go from just writing things down to, okay, now how are you gonna do that? So I can look at somebody's lifestyle and their actions. I can look at Javon and I know what his values are because I can tell through his actions. And so if you're gonna tell us, hey, my value is knowledge, and you're telling me you're not reading a book, and you're telling me you're not listening to a podcast, and you're telling me you don't have a mentor, and you don't have this, you don't have that, do you value that, or are you just missing that step of how to do it? So we want to challenge you, and that's where the how comes in. We want you to write down a plan of action, because it's one thing to have the desire to do it, it's one thing to have the value and say that you want to do it, and it's another thing to do it. So, you know, one of the things that I learned very recently is a lot of people, they would like to do what somebody does, or they like to have the result that somebody has. You know, we were at the gym the other day and we saw this guy who was probably 250 pounds, solid muscle, not a ounce of fat on his body. And I was like, man, we were like, man, of course I'd like to look like that guy. But do I want to put in the work to look like he did day in and day out? I know that guy is, you know. And it takes that understanding to know that to be where somebody's at, you have to do what they did, and you have to be willing to put in the work. So think about your goals, think about your values, and ask yourself, am I willing to put in the work to get where I'm at? If not, you got to think about it. You got to really think about, how can I inspire myself to find some attainable goals? And that's really important. Find them to be attainable, find them to be measurable. You know, if one of your values is this, and one of your goals is something that's unattainable or it's unmeasurable, you need to make it very specific. So I'm diving in a little bit too deep into the goals, so I'm gonna stop there, but I'm really excited to share about it. But thanks for joining this podcast. Again, our challenge is write down your goals, write down how you're gonna do it, and we're gonna talk more about it next week. So go ahead, and if you enjoyed what you heard today, please share it with a friend. If you think someone could benefit from this, please share it with them. Help us spread the word. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a like on Facebook at Level Up Inspiration. Spread the love. If you think that we could help impact somebody else, please help us out. Give us some feedback at levelupco@hotmail.com. You know, if we're doing a crappy job, let us know. We wanna get better. If we're doing a good job, we appreciate the feedback. So thanks again for joining. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.